Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hindsight is a wonderful thing, eh? It filters out knee-jerk reactions like the kind you'd see on social media, and enables one to see that sometimes WWE's creative types do know best. Many of the seemingly dumb gimmicks here were met with raised eyebrows and scoffing from fans, but they all had merit. So I am Gareth, this is What Culture Wrestling, and here are 20 dumb WWE gimmick changes that we didn't want to admit were genius. Number 20, the boogeyman comes to get you forever. Imagine this. Someone pulls you aside in the summer of 2005 and says, "Psst, the boogeyman will be one of WWE's most enduring characters." You'd have laughed right in their stupid face. How could Marty Wright's cartoonish horror nonsense endure? Well, it has. That imaginary person from 05 was bang on, and good for them. Nobody could have predicted that such an overtly silly character as this would become one of WWE's go-to cameo bookings for a generation. Boogie hasn't appeared for a few years now, granted, but we're coming up to the 20-year mark since he debuted his worm-eating ploy to bag a company contract. That is remarkable for something so one-note. It's almost impossible to name a handful of Boogeyman matches, and yet he'll likely show up again here or there in the future whenever creative needs something easy to get a nostalgia pop. Who the hell saw this wrestle-crap-worthy gimmick hanging around for so long? Number 19, R-Truth is a friendly idiot. In 2011, R-Truth started yakking on about a mysterious imaginary pal of his own, Little Jimmy. No, Jim didn't say anything about the boogeyman's legacy, but he did become an invisible tool that Truth could use to power his promos. The whole thing was so curiously entertaining that the guy even bagged a main event match with John Cena at one point. Fast forward to 2024, and R-Truth has cranked up the resident idiot dial to charm fans with some legitimately funny backstage skits. His work opposite Judgment Day, for example, almost caused Damian Priest and Finn Balor to corpse on multiple occasions. And the laughter coming from crowds was genuine. This is the funniest Truth has ever been, really, which is almost certainly something nobody saw coming for the guy a full decade at least after his prime. Ron Killings just works as a friendly, well-meaning moron, and the fact he even survived the dreary 24/7 title day says it all. In Truth we trust, then, now, forever. But I want to know really quickly what has been your favourite R-Truth moment in WWE. Was it the silly ladder nonsense at the Royal Rumble that one time, or something else? You let me know in the comments section down below. Number 18, Sad Baron Corbin is sad. There is a section of the wrestling fan base that will never, ever, 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 ever like Baron Corbin. And that's fair enough. But even the man's harshest critics must admit that he put his all into that King Corbin to bum-ass Corbin, Pat McAfee's words, not mine, change in 2021. Almost overnight, Corbs went from annoying royal stalwart to someone just down on his luck. Baron lost his crown and spiraled into a funk. It should have sucked hard. But Corbin dedicated himself to the role and made it work by living the damn gimmick. He wore the same shirt over and over again, stopped shaving his head, and even grew an unkempt beard. The dude got some fun out of his switch, at least. Sure, happy Corbin on the other end was unbelievably lame, but the sad era was gold looking back. The experiment even threatened to turn Baron into a sympathetic babyface, before WWE went full-blown villain with the happy run instead. Dumb? Yeah, sure. But a genius way to move on from the King gimmick? You betcha. Number 17, hi, I'm Dolph Ziggler. Current TNA man Nick Nemeth's face must have been a picture when WWE's writers laid out their latest plan for him in 2008. So you've been a golf caddy for a racist gimmick, and a cheerleader who was humiliated. Now you'll be someone who shakes hands backstage and, wait for it, introduces themselves. Sounds like money to me. Seriously, even the name Dolph Ziggler was ridiculed on various internet forums at the time. It sounded so damn silly. And the way Dolph tried getting friendly with various workers behind the curtain was tiresome after just a handful of promos. Then something special happened. Ziggler volleyed the paper-thin handshaking gimmick into orbit and showed what he was capable of in-ring. Comparisons were made to everyone from Kurt Hennig to Shawn Michaels, and Dolph went on to enjoy a WWE run that lasted right up until 2023. In hindsight, as stupid as it seemed, going from Nikki of the Spirit Squad to slicked-back rookie Ziggler at least gave him a platform to show off his skills. Number 16, Al Snow gives the world head. Many gimmicks from the vaunted Attitude Era seemed like they'd been crafted by a teenage boy playing WWE 2K24's Universe Mode. Take Al Snow. He was a walking punchline who carried a mannequin head that was named after a certain sexual act. That was the entire purpose of the head gimmick. It got over huge though. Everybody wanted head. In fairness, Al started this journey in ECW. But that demotion, and it was considered a demotion at the time, proved to be a blessing for the ex-Leaf Cassidy. He'd been going nowhere on the WWF main roster, so jetting off to Paul Heyman land for a while turned out to be a genius move. Al Snow and Head was the perfect blend of goofy, sophomoric fun and attitude raunch people expected back in the late 1990s. And while few back then cared to acknowledge it was a genius move from Al to learn another hold outside the WWF bubble, it definitely was. Number 15, Dirty Dominic Mysterio goes to jail. Poor little Dom Dom gets hacked to bits on social media. Fire up your favorite timeline, punch in his name, and you're sure to see comments criticizing WWE for nepotism, and or Dominic Mysterio himself for daring to have a legendary father. Those cries intensified when Dom and Rey formed a tag team on TV. People were so rough on Mysterio Jr. Jr. Then WWE handed Dominic a reprieve. He turned heel on his dad, and broke out of Rey's shadow by pretending to be a jailbird who lived the life of a hardened, albeit falsely imprisoned, criminal behind bars. Immediately, Dom had something to hang his hat on in promos. But creative wasn't done yet. Dirty Dominic assumed a significant role in the revamped post-Edge version of Judgment Day, and has not looked back since. Yes, the jail time stuff might have been hokey and a bit unbelievable, but it did turn Dom into more than just Rey's gangly kid. He got a hell of a Mania entrance out of it too. Number 14, Right to Censor trashes raunchy gimmicks. The wrestling community hasn't been kind to Right to Censor since it vanished from screens. A lot of that hate seems to be aimed at the knowingly dreadful entrance theme they used. But it was supposed to be annoying. Then there are those who are brassed off that the WWF curtailed popular gimmicks like The Godfather or Val Venus. Again, that was done on purpose. You were supposed to be angry that the pimp and porn star characters vanished in favor of hoity-toity buttoned-up types, who were more likely to preach against past transgressions than revel in them. Right to Censor was a quite excellent send-up of the real-life Parents Television Council putting heat on the company for risque content. It even gave going-nowhere mid-carders like Stevie Richards, Bull Buchanan, and Ivory some purpose they badly needed if they were going to survive on the roster. Not a bad piece of business, if you ask me. Number 13, Happy Rusev Day. Say hello to a silly catchphrase that was likely meant to last for a few weeks at most. After beating Randy Orton in 2017, Rusev declared every day Rusev Day, and began aggressively barking that at fans. This routine heel move played before gentle boos for a while, but then people started enjoying the Bulgarian's OTT presentation. It was something totally fresh for him, and that is what mattered to fans. WWE cut the legs off the idea instead of running with it, of course. Being more specific, Vince McMahon didn't like that Rusev Day was playing before cheers, and trashed the gimmick rather than continuing to make cold hard cash aplenty from merch for as long as possible. Now that was dumber than Rusev, Lana, and Aiden English going overboard by inventing fake holidays could ever hope to be. Attend any WWE show between 2017 and 2018, and you'd likely see a Rusev Day t-shirt in the crowd. They were everywhere. The catchphrase was over as heck for a year or so before McMahon stupidly buried it. It's wild that something so silly clicked, then got binned because it was never meant to gain traction. Number 12, Heath Slater's Got Kids. What a trip 2016 was, man. WWE brought the brand split back. and Heath Slater teamed with Rhino to become the least likely tag team success in years. Their entire act revolved around Slater moaning that he had to win to feed his kids back home. Oh, and Rhino also adored squeezy cheese from a tube too, for some reason. Heath would passionately put forward his babyface case in promos, as the ex-ECW original munched cheese on crackers and stared down the lens. It was so odd. But people gobbled the twin everyman gimmick up and turned the Slater-Rhino combo into oddball SmackDown Tag Team Champions. You love to see it. The genius here was that Slater in particular had been struggling since the Nexus days. 3MB, the social outcast, and more weighed him down rather than lifting him up. Who could have known that something so simple as providing for his off-screen children and taking a kick in from Brock Lesnar for trying to do so would get him so damn over, eh?
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Before we go any further, though, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors. They can be big life worries or just, you know, little things like your favorite wrestler not being used properly. The thing is, when we keep them bottled up, it really can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. It is really helpful too for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. Therapy basically empowers you to be the best version of yourself. So why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and best of all, suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/whatculture today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatculture.
Yeah. Number 11, Chad Gable wants you to shush. Shorty G was an abomination of an idea that shouldn't have ever left WWE creative meetings. Ripping the hell out of Chad Gable for being roughly the same height as most workers poking fun at his size was a frankly rubbish concept, and people were glad to see the back of it. WWE's next ploy for Chad was to have him head up the heelish Alpha Academy and form a tag team with Otis. The pair were played for laughs initially as Gable obnoxiously yelled, "Shush! Push, please," at everyone. And folks figured this would likely just burn out and fade away after a few months of on-off TV time. Not quite, though. The shush thing randomly caught on, and the Academy has grown to add members like Maxine and Akira Tozawa. Incredibly, Chad also went from a going-nowhere-in-a-hurry heel to gritty underdog babyface who some would have preferred to see wrestle Gunter one-on-one at WrestleMania 40 over Sami Zayn. That is a staggering upturn for Gable's career, all things considered. Cheers for watching this wrestling video today, folks. Now go and be the genius that I know you are and tap that subscribe button down below for more What Culture Wrestling in your life. Number 10, the Hurricane is coming through. This should not have worked, especially mid-invasion angle. Talented cruiserweight and WCW man Shane Helms turned into a bogus superhero called the Hurricane in 2001. Keep in mind this happened whilst the WCW-ECW Alliance storyline was still the WWF's focus. So Hurricane should have hurried tanked in a flash. Yes, that was another superhero joke, and I'm not sorry. He did not tank, though, not even close. Wrestling magazines chastised the company for slapping a green light on Helms' switch at the time. But somehow, Helms was so damn good at the role that he turned it into a niche instead of a noose. The Hurricane was one of the most loved mid-carders on the entire roster by 2002. Shane's creativity and energetic all-or-nothing approach to the gimmick manifested memorable moments versus The Rock and other top liners. Few, if anyone, had that on their predictions list when he was teaming with Lance Storm in the Alliance. Number 9, Too Cool, Defy the Odds. Vince Russo's original idea for Too Cool was to create an anti-Hardy Boys act that'd be totally uncool. The then WWF writer enlisted Scott Taylor and Brian Christopher, tweaked their pre-existing Too Much name, and boom, Scotty Too Hotty and Grandmaster Sexay were thrust into the world kicking and screaming. Just look at those names, man. Hotty and Sexay should have been booed out of the building. But fans love the bucket hat, goofy goggles, and ridiculous dance moves. People were even more into Too Cool when the thong-wearing Rikishi was added to the lineup. And together, Too Cool enjoyed their 50 minutes of fame as a red-hot babyface gimmick through much of 2000. That was an accidental byproduct of Russo's change-up. But nobody was complaining. Too Cool seemed destined for the ex-horrible WWE gimmick changes list treatments for decades to come. But no, it's now fondly recalled as one of the best gimmicks of the time. Number 8, Sami Zayn is a conspiracy theorist. Cherished workhorse Sami Zayn laid foundations for his 2021 conspiracy theorist gimmick long before WWE pulled the trigger on it. He brought up the company's treatment of him when managing Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro in 2019, but didn't go full-blown conspiracy nut until he was on his own again. Collectively, fans wondered if the character had legs, but Zayn knew he could make it work. Amazingly, and to his credit, he did too. In fact, Sami showed off the kind of charisma that'd stand him in good stead years later when joining the Bloodline, and eventually spinning out into an unlikely babyface singles run. Droning on about how he was being held back by management helped sow seeds for that moment. Zayn's promos were so passionately produced that it was hard to take your eyes off him, really, and he steadily built a groundswell of support on the mid-card, before skyrocketing up the card towards main events. There was hidden genius to all that dumb conspiracy stuff, you know. Number 7, Stardust changes Cody Rhodes. Okay, so this one stands out as a bit unique, and some of you definitely won't agree. That's fine, because it wasn't genius in a deliberate sense. Playing the Stardust character for so long soured Cody Rhodes on WWE life. So much so that he requested his release in 2016, and went out into the big bad world of wrestling solo. A critically acclaimed indie run followed, and AEW was born from that yearning for more. Cody has since returned to become a genuine WWE megastar too. What a happy accident Stardust was looking back then. That's what makes his story so standalone on this list. Rhodes agreed that playing a costumed riff on his brother's Goldust gimmick sucked long term. However, it was accidentally genius because it pushed him to become more. Would Cody have become the confident main eventer he is in 2024 without those unwanted trials and tribulations? It's up for debate. He seemed destined to be a career mid-carder before Stardust pushed him to seek change. Accidental genius is still genius, so it definitely still counts. Number 6, JBL ditches the beer drinking. JBL was a sensational upgrade for Bradshaw. It was unwanted at the time though, chiefly because his APA tag with Farouk had been so over with live crowds. You knew what you were getting with the beer drinking card playing Guns for Hire, which made it difficult to accept that the ride was really over. WWE put its full might behind JBL's seemingly dumb DiBiase meets JR Ewing from Dallas character. Bradshaw definitely wasn't a popular choice to become one of SmackDown's focal points in 2004, but it was probably the right call in retrospect. He was perfect for the role of the obnoxious heel businessman, and successfully transitioned from mid-card to main events without pause. Number 5, Damien Mizdow. Playing a hammy stunt double, Defo would have tanked in the wrong hands. But Damien Sandow needed something light and fun following his failure as the intellectual savior of the masses. Rather than get the petted lip and bemoan his Money in the Bank flop, Sandow embraced the chance to become the Miz's stand-in. How he and Miz kept a straight face is beyond everyone though, because Damien was superb here. He'd wear toy replicas of Miz's titles, and generally did everything in his power to get fans on side, and show though WWE, he was a team player, and the dude turned the gimmick into something more than it deserved to be. Number 4, The Undertaker is a biker? It's easy to roll with the punches and downplay what risks The Undertaker was taking in 2000, when he morphed from satanic undead overlord into a tobacco-chewing biker. That was a risk the dead man was willing to take, because he realized change was needed even if everyone else was blind to that necessity. Taker has since lifted the lid on his monumental switch by telling fans on YouTube that countless people behind the scenes told him he should scrap plans and revert to type backstage at Judgment Day 2000. Becoming the American badass would humanize his character too much, everyone reasoned, but he was having none of it and plowed ahead anyway. Humanizing The Undertaker actually helped prolong his run, especially during an era that was less reliant on supernatural shenanigans or cartoonish flair. Taker also knew he could always return to his roots eventually, which was a Mensa-level bit of foresight from someone willing to take the plunge most wouldn't. Number 3, King Booker. The buffoonish King gimmick has been a creative noose for so many workers not named Jerry Lawler or Randy Savage, but Booker T stands proudly as someone who made it click. Think about the failures here. There's some properly great talent. Harley Race, Haku, Sheamus, and Wade Barrett all come to mind. King Booker and his beautiful Queen Charmel were different, though. They hurled themselves into a delusional royal world and delivered performances so over the top it was impossible to cast your gaze elsewhere. The way Booker went from respected worker to despotic royal ruler after winning the 2006 King of the Ring tournament was stunning. Not just any old worker could have pulled that off the way he did. Becoming King breathed new life into Booker's WWE career, because he was willing to clown himself at the right times too. Like only the best workers can, Book also knew when to dial down the silliness and get intense mid-match. And he remains one of the best to ever adopt a typically unwanted gimmick. Number 2, John Cena equals Vanilla Ice / Eminem. As legend has it, people heard John Cena rapping on a WWE tour and were impressed by how good he was. Then one cosplay as Vanilla Ice during a SmackDown Halloween party later, and Cena's destiny was locked in. He'd become pro wrestling's answer to bad boy rappers like Eminem. Being honest, John's approach had a splash of Fred Durst in there too. He was a phony hard man at times, but it saved Cena from the WWE chopping block. He apparently thought he was in line to be released, and it also let the guy show some actual potential. Overnight, he became more than a generic babyface in boots and tights screaming about ruthless aggression. But even with that being said, no one realistically thought Cena had a chance of turning the rap game into something above mid-card. It's astonishing then that JC went on to become WWE's poster boy for around a decade pre-Roman Reigns. Of course, he had to tone down the rap stuff to get there, but yes, that still counts as an essential part of his growth. Number 1, Mick Foley is Dude Love. Speaking of huge risks, few in WWE history took a bigger one than Mick Foley in 1997. He'd found fame as Cactus Jack elsewhere, and Mankind after signing with the promotion. But Mick loved the thought of bringing his goofy teenage creation to flagship programming like Raw is War. Thus, Dude Love was born. It could have backfired too, and theoretically killed off his more established Mankind character. How could fans ever accept Mankind again if the dude bombed spectacularly? Foley didn't need to worry about that, however, because everyone accepted Mr. Love with open arms, man. It was dumber than dumb in 97, but playing Dude Love actually let Mick showcase more of his naturally likable personality behind the mask he'd been wearing on TV. That, in turn, evolved the Mankind gimmick into more than it arguably had any right to be, too. Genius stuff all around, I'm sure you'll agree. Did you enjoy this collection of dumb gimmick changes that were actually genius? Then go and check out this 9 wrestling gimmicks that took years to get over one too. It's a hell of a time, believe me. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.